Okay, continuing on now, we're holding on half hour on the days on the bottom. We finished the Chomesh Netiyos Minata of Rabbi Yossi, verse Vincha Lafta, and we're up to Psik. So the Pasuk says, Ermas Eishes Achicha Lo Tegale, without further conditions. General statement, Ermas Eishes Achicha Lo Tegale. Mashma Hu, that this is an Isser under all circumstances, whether we're talking about an Eishes Achiv Mi'aviv, whether we're talking about an Eishes Achiv Mi'imo, whether we're talking about an Eishes Achiv Shehaya Ba'olamo, whether an Eishes Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo, and the Gersa is Bein Mechayim, whether he was Megarisha, means while he was alive, or Bein La'achamisa, or maybe the brother died now and he doesn't have children, Bein She'yesh Lo Banim, Bein She'ein Lo Banim. Nonetheless, okay, Hutra Michlala Yedayim. So this case of Eishes Achiv Shemeis Below Banim is now mutter in the case of Yibam. So if that's the case, so then it should be l'choldover, yachol l'choldover. In other words, the same way that the Isser of Eishes Achiv is across the board, without conditions. Right? So too the heter of Yibam should be across the board without conditions. What's nafkamina if they were by Lamachas? What's nafkamina? It's me'aviv, me'imai. What's nafkamina if she was also through a previous Ach? What's not going to mean if he divorced her, didn't divorce her? So therefore, let us analyze the mitzvah of Yibum and we'll see it makes a big difference. Ne'emar kan, ki yeshvu achim yachdal. It says by Yibum that the mitzvah is in terms of achim. What defines those achim? Well, it says, ne'emar lahalan by Yiridas Mitzrayim. It says, shnei masar avadecha achim anachna. The word achim is defined there. They're coming to describe the Achva. Right? That was the whole point that Yehuda is saying, is that this is the Achva. And he explains that we're all the son of one man, okay? And that we're not real Achim in terms of, if we look at the mothers, we're Achim in terms of the father. So that means that the word Achim is Achim in Achav. So therefore, let's understand that when it says, Ki Yeshua Achim Yachdal, even though the Isser of Eshet Achim may not make a difference, whether it's from a common father or a common mother, but when it comes to Yibam, the Torah is telling you, Achim is Avut. So Achim and Avakatuv Medaber, even here. Fine. Next word, let's analyze. Ki Yeshua Achim Yachdal. What's the Yachdal? Yachdav is brought by Eshet Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo. Even then, when it comes to the Isser of the Erva on an Eshet Achiv, he'd say, but I never lived while my brother was married to this woman. By the time I was born, I didn't have a brother. Doesn't matter. Here, Achiv is, Yachdav is Dafka, brought by Eshet Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo, because you're not Yachdav. It doesn't say Yachdav by the Erva, but it says Yachdav by the Yibam. Okay. Then it says, Umeit echad mehem. Okay? Umeit echad mehem. Mehem means that this entire thing, the only difference between the previous moment and the next moment, is meit echad mehem. It changes the status of the brother. But she has not changed. She is what she was before, the Eshetach. But if he had been Megarisher, so then she's not the Eshetach. She's Pturim and Ayyub.
What's the word?
Achad mehem. That the change is in Echad Mehem. That's all the change. Hein mi b'chaim, afilu girsha umeitzu, ptura. But in the event, in other words, that she is the same, if she would have been not the same, let's say he had been Megarisha, and she was not at that time married to him, so then she doesn't have any involvement in further than that. Uben hein lo, okay. You're right, when it comes to the Isser of the Erva, it doesn't matter if he has a son or he doesn't have a son. But that doesn't mean that there's a heter of Eshet Achiv after death. It's only if ben ein lo. Im yesh lo bein. So then the bein over here, any kind of bein, that paters are from Yibam. Now, it says, this is the correct verse again. Ki et kol asher yaseh mikol ha-tovayvot ha-el b'nechrusa, which means that we're makish all of the arayas one to the other. At the end of the parashas arayas, we're going to get to this in the Bavli shortly. That the kol asher yaseh mizukshu kol arayas ulusa. So v'alo eshet achit v'chlal kol arayot habim. Isn't eshet ach the classic Erevah? There's the yiv of karet. But in the case of Yibam, there's no yiv of karet. No. We're going to end up with this in the Bavli as well. So, v'hutra miflala yedei yibam. Nonetheless, the Torah says, forget about erva when it comes to yibam. Okay, so forget about erva, any erva when it comes to yibam, because they're all hukshu zelazeh. So, therefore, yokol afshar kol arayot v'hutra miflala yedei yibam. When you have to get into this mitzvah, esedok alota says stuff for it. It says, b'ferish in the pasuk, all arise are the same. Eshadach is canceled for Yibam. How do I know I shouldn't just cancel? Good question. So therefore we should have, what's an afkamina, how many Isurim there are over here? They're all canceled. The Erva cancels, is canceled by Yibam. Says Rabbi Yishem, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, we learn out from Aleha. Aleha, Aleha. It says Yavamo Yavo Aleha. Ma Aleha Shem Alahalam, just like the Aleha in Yibam. Is talking about Achim mina Av, Akatuv Medaber. Av Alea Shenemar Kan, furthermore, Achot Isha, Achim mina Av, Akatuv Medaber. It's talking about even in a case of an Achot Isha, of a father, of the common father, of a brother, as a common father now, and died without children, and now he's got an Eshet Ah, who is an Achot Ishta. And the Torah is nonetheless saying, even though it's Aleha, there's no Aleha in this case. Therefore, the same Hekesh that we thought before would be Matur Kol Arayas, now Asus Kol Arayas. Because the Torah told us not to be Docha Achot Isha, only to be Docha Eshetah. And it's also telling us not to be Docha Yisur Bito, not to be Docha Yisur Hamoto, and so on and so forth. The Halacha is only, because the Hekesh goes in all directions. Kula, Kumra, and so on. Now it's telling me that there's no din of being miyabe. If you have a choice of saying Bechumra to Kula, we say Bechumra. So that means that the Torah is comparing all of the Arias not to his brother's wife, but to his wife's sister. Because you have a choice of saying, let's be makish all the arayas to the brother's wife and say we're all mutter, or we're saying, let's take it and be makish it to all of the arayas to the achot isha, and they'll all be awesome.
And which pulled us to that side?
Because if you're being makish, l'kula v'l'churma, the halacha is that hekesh works, l'churma makshin and v'lo l'kula. It's one of the dinim of hekesh. But even though it works in both directions, but if it can mean in the same case either A or B, you go to the Chumra, not to the Kula.
And those cases are just to be Kula.
All the cases are a Chumra. No Erva gets cancelled by Yibam except the one that's defined as Yibam, which is no way out of it. We don't need a Hekesh for that. So that's the approach basically that we end up with in the Bavli after all of our torturous examination of the Sugyas. It's quite straightforward. Quite straightforward. Yibam is by definition a cancellation of Erva. All arayas are the same. Therefore, ergo, Yibam cancels Erva. All Erva. Therefore, I need Aleha to tell me otherwise.
So why is Bavli taking this whole circuitous route to do what we've just done?
How can we say Aleha?
That's the way Bavli's go. It's...
There's some other major thing that we're missing.
Yeah, it's called Esedok. You gotta learn about it.
Gotta
learn about it. Rabbi Yamin Bar Gidol and Rav Acha were sitting down together. Aviyati. So Rav Acha says, you know, this limit over here of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, that is brilliant. We use basically this Gzerah Shava, Valea Aleha, to Pata Arayas, Nachalizim and Ayibim. What do you think about it? Omalei Rabbi Meon Vagil, I think it stinks. Maybe we should say it the other way around. We should say, Oma, Alea, Shenemar, Lahalam, B'she'ina Yivamakat, let's say just the opposite. Let's say that just like it says, Alea, by motzi shemra. Right? It says motzi alea shemra. That has nothing to do with Yavanas, as far as I know. Okay, so af alea shemra kan achot isha is talking about dafka shalom adaka mitzvah. Comes along the alea by Yavam to say, but the malka mitzvah be doicha the yavam. It's just the opposite. So that in Malkam Yibam, the Torah is telling you, Yavamo, Yavo, Afilo, Aleha. Amalei, Ravacha. Ravacha says to me, I don't understand what you're saying. HaTorah Amra V'Yavama, V'Atamer, V'Sheina Yavama, what are you saying? That the Aleha that's written by Yibam, is as if it's written, Beferish Yibam, in that Aleha. Why do you want to now learn it out of the Aleha, from Motzi Shemra, which is irrelevant to this? Omar Le Rabbi Yamin Bar Gidol, excuse me? Hataram Rabbi Sheini Yavama, Vatam Rabbi Yavama. I just showed, I said, what do you like one Aleah better than another Aleah? I just showed you that the Torah uses Aleah in a way that has nothing to do with Yavama. So why, where do you come off of saying it's talking about Yavama? Learn it out from Motzi Shemra. The ikpid Rabacha Lekipla. Rabacha was really furious at him. He thought that it was so stupid to throw it back in his face. And Om Rabbi Yossi, lo de Rabacha poli, the point of here is that it's not, Rabacha wasn't being makbid on him because he's chaylek on him. Right? It's that el davi makbid alishna de shama min rabbi, but he couldn't stand. Is the fact is that a Gezeirah Shava is a Kabbalah. If he had been Makabah the Gezeirah Shava, that Aleha Aleha is a Kabbalah that it goes on Yibam. So then, what are you arguing with me about? You want to argue with me on something that has to do with Svara, that's fine. I'm telling you, Zuhair Makabah, you're saying it. Well, maybe we should look at it like this. Well, you're darshan, not Gezeirah Shava by yourself. I'm telling you this how we were Makabah the Gezeirah Shava. That's the point. Makidon, so then how is it that we learn out in the Braisa the Farish as follows? I mean, correct yours again. Yavamo Yavo Aleah, Ma Aleah Shah, Nemar Lahalabi Yavama, Afa Aleah Shemar Khan, Afilo Yivim Tov, and Omra Tera Isha Lachota, Lokikach, the fact that it says Aleah there, nonetheless, the Torah is saying, don't do it. You might think that only if she herself, Achot Ishto, falls, and she's the only wife that his brother is married to, so there maybe she's Patur. How do we know that if there's another wife, that the other wife is also Patura? Because at the same time, the Achot Ishto is married to her, Tzarata Minayin. How about if he had two wives and dies without children, leaving a brother who is the brother-in-law of one of his wives, but not related to the other wife, then nonetheless it's us, sir? How do we know this applies to all arayas? In the alachot isha, shakal arayot minayin. How do we know that every erva is p'tura and patra tzarata? Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina says the kav v'chomer. Ma achot ishto miuchedet erva sheyesh la heter le'akar isura. And nonetheless, Arei Asura Lityabein, the only case of all of the Arayot where there's a heter to something that was once an Erva, namely, if his wife dies, he now is allowed to marry his wife's sister. And nonetheless, even such a weak Erva that has a heter, the Torah says that still, it's Doche Yibam, so Shar Kol Arayot She'elem Heter Le'achar Yisurim, Shemur Chomer, Lo koshikain that they are docha the yibum. So that, then what is somebody coming along to argue about such a thing? If he sees that there's a Kabbalah, that's the way we darshan the Aleha. What are we just talking up in the air? You're throwing it back at me? I just showed you Aleha. Very nice. Stam a chutzpah. Now, ma zo erva poteret zaratana, shankal araya poteret zaratana. Furthermore, Kav Chomer also teaches us, if an erva like this patters a tzara with his heter la'achar misa, kol shekein, other ervas will also patter the tzara. But this only works according to Rabbi Akiva. Zakedak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that onashim min adin. So now I know that there's an isra yibam, but how about according to Rabbi Yishmol, ain't onashim min adin? How would he know? Because Be'etzim, if we say it's not Toicha Yibam, then we're saying that Kol HaToivot HaEl is Chayev Misa, or Chayev Kores. But if that, but that's a Kal V'Chomer. It boils down to the fact that you're using a Kal V'Chomer to be Mechayev someone in an Yisrael. Because you're saying, if a brother dies leaving your daughter for Yibam, and you would take your daughter for Yibam, you'd be Chayev Misa. Why? Because it's a Kal V'Chomer. If Achos Isha would be Chayev, so Koshikin, your daughter is Chayev, because a daughter never has a head. So then, okay, so it boils down to the fact that you're using a Kal V'Chomer to be Mechayev somebody for Israel. If you hold a Rabbi Yishmael, so then you can't use it, a Kal V'Chomer. So how do we know that there would be an Israel? Tzani Rabbi Yishmael, Kal V'Chomer. Uma Achot Ishto Miuchedet. That what's miyukedet about? It's an erev shchayav in azdona karet vashigiga chata chatad, because it says mikol atoy v'otayel v'nichretu and harei yasur l'tiyabeim af kol erva shchayav in azdona karet vashigiga chata chatad te yasura l'tiyabeim. So therefore, in the end, all the arayas are hukshu. Okay, we're not learning it out from just the Kal V'Chomer. And ma nafik b'neihon, does it really make enough kamina whether we're learning it out because we're hukshu kol arayos to being the chi of chorus, or we're just saying that it's a Kal V'Chomer, it should be plater? Yeah, sure, it's ma nafik b'neihon, amon al kohen gadol. Amon al kohen gadol like this. If the basis of the whole limud is, erev hashiyesh laheter la'achar isura, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're learning it out from a Kal V'Chomer. And amon al kohen gadol. So now, if you learn from a Kal V'Chomer, v'achot isha, which is an erev that has a heter after her death. So then a Kal V'Chomer, an Almona, which never has a heter, for sure should be Asur L'Yaben, right? It's the same Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer has nothing to do with the Chumrah of the Erva, it has to do with the question of whether there's a heter. Almona, the Kohen Gadol, never has a heter. So that means, Aliva to Rabbi Akiva, Zo, Hoyol, the Inla Heter, Lakri, Sarai, Asur L'Yaben. According to this, if an Almona falls to a Kohen Gadol, and believe it or not, every time a brother dies, he always leaves an almana if his brother is a Kohen Gadol. He's always leaving an almana. Other Yisroel, sometimes he leaves, sometimes he doesn't leave. But whenever he dies, his wife is a widow. So you would say that by definition, no chiyev of yibam. That's true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva if you learn that from a Kal V'Chomer, because his name is Nechreyek. But man the Omer ervash chayoven has done a karsh, if you're basically you're relying on the hekesh, kol ha-toivot ha-el, they're all the same, and that therefore anything that fits the bill, okay, what fits the bill if they're all the same? They're all the ones that are chayev karet, that you're chayev now, chatas b'shegeg, are all the same. But amana, the Kohen Gadol, is not all the same. There is no chayev karet, and there is no chayev of a karma chatas. So according to him, and only then it's a surely yavin, because he learns out of the hekesh. Whereas v'zo, the amana of the Kohen Gadol, is innately different, because all the inchayavin azdona karet v'ashigigata chatat, I can't learn it out of hekesh. No, so then if that's the case, then why aren't we miyavim her? How come it says later on, it says the first in the Mishnah, that if the Amona falls to Kohen Gadol, we do Chalitza, not Yibam. According to you, we should do Yibam. Because there's no, well, what's the problem? It's not included in the Yisr Erev anymore. We're certainly going to be Deichet, because it's not included in the Hekesh. So why, according to Tanav Rebbe Shmuel, why don't we do Yibam Mamish on an Amona of Kohen Gadol? Reb Ivan Banagri learns it out in the Krisfai, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish learns it out from somewhere else. It says, Lo tia eshet hamet hachutza le'izar. Okay? Zo isha she'izar alo. Amrat ra lo tehi. Afilu mitzvah. It says like this. The eshet hamet should not be muteret to him if she is asura to him. She's zara to him. So Zara would include anything, even an Isser Lav. Zara, I mean, the Torah considers her to be inappropriate. So she's alienated from whom? The word alienate is Zar. Zarut is alienation, right? Use the same word in English. literally the word zarut. Interesting. So that means that le'ish zar, it's referring to a man who would be always on her zar. So the Kohen Gadol is zar. Wait a minute, if that's the case, then why does the Mishnah say we need chalitza? This is wild. If there's be'etzem alima that says any inappropriate relationship doesn't fall to Yibam, and it includes Yisur La, even Yisur Aseh. So why does the Mishnah say choletzet v'lo mekabenet? It should be the same as the Arayas. Lo choletzet v'lo mekabenet. The Pasuk took her out of the Parsha Yibam b'chlal. So me'ata lo te'tzricha chalitza. So why does the Mishnah say choletzet v'lo mekabenet? It's a classic case of kosha eino olo le Yibam, eino olo le chalitza. I don't get it. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, we have a special Pasuk that reincorporates her in the midst of chalitza. And I learned it out from the word yivimto. It says, in lo yakpots ha'ish lakachad yivimto. And it says there, v'alta yivimto ha'sha'ara. Why say yivimto twice? It's just the same, yivimto. And then she becomes now the antecedent, the v'alta. The yivimto, v'alta. I don't say v'alta yivimto. So we have an extra yivimto. HaTorah Ripta b'chalitza. Had it only written one yivimto, she would have said that. Enochinami. The only yivama that is ayla is a yivama that is ru'uya lakachatota, and so on. Right? But there's no iser at all. Chayve lavim, which is zarut, there's no din of alta yivimto Hashem. But if I repeat it and I say there's even a yivama that is not the same as the first yivama, that should be ayla shara. So the first Yavama was Yavimto, Lakachat Yavimto. This guy should have wanted to marry his Yavama. But there's another case of Chalitza, of Va'alta Yavimto Ashara, that a Yavama goes up to the Shar for Chalitza even when she's not the same type of Yavama in which the guy Lo Chafetz Lakachta. He couldn't take her because she's a Surat, and anyway Va'alta Yavimto Ashara. So that means the Torah is telling us there's two dorim in chalitza. There's a chalitza that comes because the man refuses to marry the yavama who is ru'uya to him. There's also a chalitza that comes of a yivam that he would never have been able to make at all. Why? Because she was zaralo, but she's not incapable of having lukuchin with him. It's just that there's an isser in the lukuchin. So therefore it says yivimta, there's another yavama that comes up even though she's not Eilo L'Yibum. Right. So, I Yevimto Yevimto Torah Ripta B'Yibum. So then why not go all the way? Why not say that there is Marba? There's another Yevama who is Zaralo, who is also Eilo L'Yibum. There's a broadening of the concept of Yevimto. How do you know it's broadening a concept only of Chalitza? Maybe Taka, there is a Yibum on it. Tana Rabbi Yishmael, because it says, me'ein yadmi. What is it that chalitza consists of? It's a response to someone who refuses. Zazushu me'ein yadmi, lo shem yeno shamayim. It's only cases where the guy says, I don't want to take her. When the Torah says, I shouldn't take her, well, you could say, my yavama arbitrarily decides he doesn't like me. My yavama, I mean, automatically decides he doesn't like me. Arbitrarily. No, over here the Torah says he doesn't like me. So therefore, that can't be. No, said I'm going around in circles, so then I shouldn't need chalitza. So, chalitza. I mean, if you're telling me that the din of chalitza is defined by me'en yadmi, and this is not a case of me'en yadmi, so then chayve labim should be p'tur min chalitza too. And yet the Mishnah says b'feirish, amar lekohen gadol, another chayve labim, chotzot v'lo mityabmot. So it seems to me that you're running around in a circle.
You're saying it's the
south. No, you know what? We need to come back to this drush of Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's not, there's been no way without it. And that is that Yevimto, Yevimto. The Torah obviously is being marred by something, Volta Yevimto Ashara. That there must be a new din of Aliyah Lashar, a new type of Chalitza, despite, because this is where it's Marbet. It's not Marbet in the context of Yibam, it's Marbet only in the context of Chalitza. So what the second Yevimto over here is Marbet, that there is a second type of Yavama, that even though she's not Eila Yivam, she still is Chelatzavs.